Hi, Mark. I actually prefer the term big fish. That suits me well.
Okay, well, we'll go with that. We'll go with that. Hey, I'm loving a couple of the movies that is coming up at the Star Cinema. And we'll start off with My Salinger Year. This, of course, referencing the great J.D. Salinger, Catcher in the Rye.
Yeah, absolutely. This looks like a really interesting story, this one. It stars Sigourney Weaver, among others, but she's probably the most well-known star in it. Yeah. And she plays a very curmudgeonly, set-in-her-ways, technophobe publisher. And she works at the publishing house of the great J.D. Salinger. And the story is that she takes on a very young assistant who's also a budding writer. And the assistant's job is to basically, I believe, answer the letters that fans send to J.D. Salinger. Oh. And she's basically just supposed to respond with the same sort of response every time that, you know, he doesn't want to have any contact with the public and so on and so forth. And I believe that along the way that she says, like, to herself, I don't want to be a robot. I'm going to start actually replying to these letters. And then, you know, chaos ensues. But it looks like a fantastic premise for a story. It's set in the mid-90s, interestingly.
Yeah.
And, if you love writing, I guess, this is a great film, or you love reading books, it's a great film for, you know, storyline and great dialogue.
Yeah, it sounds marvellous, because J.D. Salinger really only wrote the one book. He did some other short stories and stuff. But, I mean, he in himself is a fascinating character. And Catcher in the Rye, gee, it's just a terrific book. So I think this...
It's one you have to read, isn't it? It's a fantastic book.
No, it is. Okay. The Dry, a new release, crime, drama, mystery.
Yeah, this film has been unprecedented in its popularity here in terms of the fact that we are screening it at the end of this month, this week, but we're also screening it into February. And part of the reason we're doing that is because the two sessions of The Dry for this month, one of which being tonight and the next one being Sunday, sold out over 2 weeks ahead of the screening.
Wow.
That's very rare, but we're very happy that it's doing so well. It looks like an amazing piece. Sort of Lantana type vibe, set in rural Western Victoria. So it's very evocative, big skies, wheat fields, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
And the basic storyline, Eric Bana playing the main character, is that he's a federal cop, or a federal agent, and he returns to his hometown to attend the funeral of one of his childhood friends who has allegedly killed his wife and child before killing himself. So immediately set up for a great storyline.
Mm.
But he also reluctantly agrees to stick around in the town to investigate a murder of a teenager 10 years previous. And, you know, it opens up old wounds and there's, you know, small town dynamics. It looks amazing.
Wow.
And the critics are raving about it. So, yeah, sold out for January, but there are 6 more sessions in February, but do not delay because they will probably sell out as well.
Okay. And finally, AC/DC, Let There Be Rock from 1980. This would be interesting.
Yeah, look, there's a bit of a story behind this. Brief storyline is that we screened this in January on the 45th anniversary to the day that AC/DC played right here at the Eagle Hawk Town Hall, a.k.a. Star Cinema. And it sold out in January, and it's so much so that we thought we have to bring this back because we were just getting inundated with calls, and disappointment was what followed. So this is the second screening. It's on Tuesday, the 2nd of Feb, this coming Tuesday. And basically, it's concert footage from their 1979 tour. It's the concert footage is in Paris, and it's intercut with these weird sort of interviews with each band member. And apparently, it was also Bon Scott's last tour with the band, so it does have an historical reference there as well. But you know, if you love your driving rock and you love Akadaka, this we're gonna crank it up, and it will be awesome, just like the first one was last month. So yeah, it's definitely going to be another big night. So don't delay in booking because there's only a few seats left for this one.
All right. Martin, as always, great to chat, and we will do so next week.
Look forward to that. Thanks a lot, Mark. Cheers, mate.